I'm not cherry tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes, yeah. Yeah. But not, but something else too. I heard them call cherry tomatoes.
Salad tomatoes.
You know? I don't know. Yeah, they have
those. You mentioned onions. Do you have a name for the type that has the long stalk to them? You know, you see them in salad bars and
I call them spring onions.
Spring onions, yeah. Okay. What are some of the different kinds of beans that you can grow around here?
They have pole beans, and which would be the string beans,
mm-hmm.
and butter beans. And then, of course, around here they grow a lot of soybeans. Of course, you know, we never get soybeans and eat them, but they just have so many uses, it's just about put the cotton people out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody grows soybeans now.
Mm-hmm. If you had a basket full of string beans, you'd say you have to do what to them?
String them or break them.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word, what if you had a lot of butter beans?
Shell.
Shell and butter beans. Okay. What about some leafy vegetables that grow around here?
You're talking about turnip greens and collards, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Folks don't. Every once in a while, we'd grow up cabbages and lettuce. Well, every year we would a little bit. But they never did very well. The lettuce would never make a head. It'd be just a leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And the cabbages, sometimes you'd have good ones that would make a good firm head, but more didn't than did. I don't know what it was. Everybody said the soil's not suited. They said it takes a sandier soil, but... Well, I always grew turnip greens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you have a vegetable around here. I don't think you mentioned it. It's green. Maybe about so long.
Some people boil it and it gets kind of slimy.
Asparagus? It is just something a little different. Or if you didn't want to boil it, you could chop it up and fry it. It begins with an O. Okay.
All right. Oh, yeah, gosh, I didn't picture what you were talking about. I always had okra.
Mm-hmm.
And we almost had, well, we had okra every day when I was coming up, and I needed to cook it because it's steaming.
Yeah, right.
But, and I love it fried, mm-hmm. not much on the boil, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes you see people pickle it. You know, they pickle okra. Pickle, it's pretty good. You'd be surprised. It's pickled in, of course, just vinegar, but they put other spices in, like they pickle eggs and things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All these things that we've been talking about, tomatoes and okra and squash, they're all different kinds of
vegetables.
Okay. This is stuff that you might have heard people talking about making about a wash pot full. They'd bleach off the husks of the corn and... boil the stuff. Some people use lye. And here in the South, a pretty common dish that you might have for breakfast instead of hash browns would be white stuff, ground.
Oh, grits.
Yeah.
I don't like grits much. I don't know that one.
Okay. And a common starchy food that Oriental people eat a lot of would be
rice.
What about illegal alcohol made of steel? That's what the people around here call about.
Moonshine or white whiskey.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear the word shinny used that way?
Never have.
Does that activity still go on in Talladega County?
I bet there's not even a single still in the whole county. Yeah, every once in a while, they'll have somebody for transporting it, but I doubt seriously if it was even made in the county. It's not very popular anymore.
Was it ever done around here?
Oh, yeah. Sure was. A lot.
Okay. Right, this bird, something that makes an impression on your nose, you might say, just that.
Smell that.
Okay. And you mentioned this before, syrup. Is there anything